reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, November 21st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Checker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I did not know about Pete Hoekstra's appointment, nomination to be the ambassador to Canada. Let's see. Downstate Kim. Hoekstra, with an X, I love it, to ambassador to Canada. Article today, former Trump administration aide Kash Patel, former Republican Representative Mike Rogers, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are all potential frontrunners. She came back with, no way would the donor class support Patrick Kobach, unfortunately. In my humble opinion, somehow the grassroots needs to figure out how to leave the donor class behind. Otherwise, SSDD. Same stuff, different day. And this crap will continue. How do you unify with the enemy? You don't. They're all globalists. This type of attitude has got to stop. And we need to be smarter than them. They have the money. Money absolutely is needed in politics. Believe you me, I know. It took some money to defeat Cheryl Guy for Antrim County Clerk. Thank God we had some donors. We were able to raise some money, and we won. But it was only a county clerk race. Even though Jocelyn Benson's super PAC spent over $127,000 in supporting ads, mailers, text messages, may have even donated to her campaign for signs. We don't know yet because the final campaign finance report isn't due until December 5th. We won. It was a grassroots effort. But that grassroots effort and the campaign strategy and the slogan, Restore Election Integrity in Antrim County, along with the signs, the bright yellow 4x4s and the 1,000-yard signs that we put all over this county, not allowing the mainstream corporate BS media to have access to Vicky. I basically ran a Joe Biden basement campaign to protect her. We got the truth directly to the voters. We bypassed the media. We gave her enough rope to hang herself on with NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, and we won. And she was sworn in on Tuesday. Well, the process, folks, you have to understand the process takes money. Grassroots don't have any money. I'm sorry, but we can't write $1,000 checks to our candidates. We can't commit money or write checks to a super PAC, which is unreported as to who the donors are. You can't write a check for 20 grand. I can't. None of us can. But multimillionaires like DeVos and Sandy Pensler and others can. We have got to figure this out. How do we do it? Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
everybody. Welcome back to end of the show. Going back, getting back to what we do, Michigan news, Michigan politics. A little tit-for-tat war is going on right now in Lansing between former Secretary of State and now current Senator Ruth Johnson and the Bureau of Elections Director, Jonathan Brader. Jonathan Brader made quote of the day in a letter to Senator Ruth Johnson, who said he has had misconceptions regarding a question she had about non-citizens being registered to vote based on numbers from the Social Security's office verification system. His quote of the day by MERS News Service, I hope in the future you will alert us to your concerns prior to the day before a presidential election. Please know you can also find a full explanation of the HAVV and how it's been used since 2004, including throughout your tenure as Secretary of State, at the following website. Well, when you click on the word website in the quote of the day, it takes you to a website regarding the Social Security Administration.gov's website. The link is an official website of the United States government. The acronym HAVV is a searchable link website, Help America Vote Verification Transactions by State. He alleges that you can actually search and look out and find information about this Help America Vote Act of 2002, which goes back to Senator, now Senator Ruth Johnson's tenure as Secretary of State in Michigan. Now, the website, HAVA, is actually different than HAVV. That website requires states to verify information of newly registered voters for federal elections. Each state must establish a computerized statewide voter registration list and verify new voter information with their Motor Vehicle Administration, acronym MVA. Now, that's something that started under the previous Secretary of State, Terry Lynn Land. I know Terry. She sat in on our brainstorming sessions back in 2011 and 2012 when we were working to pass Right to Work in the state of Michigan. I sat right next to her. Gary Glenn was on her other shoulder. Paul Kersey from the Mackinac Center. Norm Hughes. Jack Hogendyke. Fulton Sheen. We were all in the room together in Lansing. She sat right next to me. She has this crazy leg thing that she does when she sits in a chair. You know how most women cross their legs and sit in a chair? She then takes her leg on top that's over her left leg, her right leg, and she takes her right foot and tucks it behind her left calf. And I looked at her and I said, do you know how much stress you're putting on your heart? We talked about it. I know Terry. She ran for U.S. Senate. I'm the one that told her how to get that big, humongous truck of hers wrapped for her U.S. Senate campaign. She's the one that started all this crap back in the day when she allowed people coming in to get a driver's license to register a vote without proof of citizenship. Well, this website states that the Motor Vehicle Administration required to verify a person's driver's license number against the MVA's database only in situations where no driver's license exists may the state verify the last four digits of a new voter's Social Security number. Vicky, I'm not really sure on this. Do you have to be a U.S. citizen to get a Social Security number? No. Anybody can get a Social Security number. That means you're going to be a taxpayer paying taxes into Social Security, federal and state income taxes, if applicable, and get a Social Security number without verification of citizenship. Now, the website goes on to say, the information submitted through the Help America Vote Verification System is kept confidential and must be used only for voter registration. Do you see how they're doing this, folks? It's the Motor Voter Registration Act that began under Terry Lynn Land, supposedly a Republican. Well, the debate continues. Senator Ruth Johnson absolutely is going to continue fighting with the Bureau of Elections. Good. Because honestly, Ruth, you were the one that was responsible for cleaning up our qualified voter files back in the day when you were Secretary of State. And it didn't happen. Ruth Johnson, former Secretary of State, asked the current Secretary of State on November 4th, the day before the presidential election, about 34,535 people that appeared as non-matches in the Social Security Administration's Help America Vote Verification System, stating that those numbers were not U.S. citizens. Brader, in the response letter, said the HAVV cannot be used, is not used, and never has been used to verify the citizenship status of an applicant. HAVV cannot be used for this purpose because it matches against the Social Security Administration's database for Social Security numbers only. And some non-citizens have Social Security numbers, verifying exactly what Vicky said. But here's the problem. Since the HAVV was created in 2004, records of Michigan data being checked on the system didn't start until 2011. Johnson began her service as Secretary of State between 2011 and 2019. Did you hear those dates, folks? 2011 through 2019. What happened in the presidential election of 2016 while Ruth Johnson was the Secretary of State? Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump won the state of Michigan by 10,708 votes. Donald Trump was not the person that Rick Snyder, Governor Rick Snyder at the time, and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, and perhaps even Secretary of State Ruth Johnson supported in 2016. Their person was Jeb Bush. Remember low energy Jeb? Well, January of 2017, Donald Trump is sworn into office and gives his inaugural address on January 20th of 2017. What happened just 4 months later in April of 2017? Governor Rick Snyder and then Secretary of State Ruth Johnson traveled to China. They, while in China, decided to purchase for the entire state of Michigan Dominion voting machines, ES&S and Hart voting machines, and entered into a contract to implement those machines into the state of Michigan's administrative process of handling our elections going forward. They made that decision while in China. They then came back to the 83 counties and gave the 83 counties a choice. Here's hamburger A, hamburger B, or hamburger C. Dominion, Hart, or ES&S. And we will provide you the grant money for you to be able to decide which of these voting machines you would like to purchase to run your elections in your counties, and we will even give you the grant money to pay for them. Well, for example, in our county, Cheryl Guy and the Board of Commissioners decided on Dominion. This is 2017, folks. You following the timeline? While as Secretary of State until 2019, Ruth Johnson worked with the county clerks, and they then were responsible for training the local township, city, and village clerks on how to use these machines. Who was the county clerk here in Antrim County at that time? Cheryl Guy. Cheryl Guy doesn't know anything about the elections. She knows nothing about the machines. She knows nothing about the software and their capabilities. She relied on her deputy clerk, Connie Wing, who both, by the way, announced in January of this year they were retiring, not running for re-election. You've all heard the story. Vicky decides to run for it. She comes home and tells me of her decision. I immediately went to work to make it happen. In that process, when Vicky won the primary on August 6th, 2 days later, Cheryl Guy decides to do a writing campaign against Vicky. And who funds and donated a lot of advertising, mailers, for her campaign? The current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who was the Secretary of State for the 2020 presidential election where it was Trump against Biden? Jocelyn Benson. And Cheryl Guy even admitted and stated in the NBC Nightly News national news story with Lester Holt and his reporter that she was used